Father, we hear Jesus speak about the Father. And he also says to us that I am going to my Father, your Father, my God and your God. And today he speaks to us of the Father. One, he says, is not afraid or ashamed to give you the kingdom. And so he asks us not to allow our hearts to be troubled, to have faith in God and to have faith also in Jesus. This word, Father, is the most powerful word for us. Pope Benedict XVI said that with this word, Father, he says that we have with certainty someone who loves us, who listens to us, who will never abandon us, and will always provide for us. That when we pray, Our Father, with certainty that there is someone on the other side of that prayer who is listening to us, who will never abandon us. He won't criticize us. He's there to love us. That when we say the word Father, that must mean that we are children. And not only children, but beloved children. And not only beloved children, but heirs of a kingdom. That's why the Lord says, don't be afraid anymore, little flock. Your Father, our Father, wants to give you his kingdom. So we will hear that everything the Lord says that is mine is yours, beloved children. It's yours. But do you have the faith the size of a mustard seed to believe? Do you have the faith to believe that at the other end of that word is someone who loves you so profoundly that everything that has been done throughout salvation history has been for you? It's been for me. For a Father who loves us so much that he gives us his only begotten Son. A Father who loves us so much that he's offered his only beloved Son for the redemption of souls, for the forgiveness of sins. A Father who loves us so much that even if we blaspheme him, he will forgive us. A Father who never tires being merciful and kind and compassionate to us. A Father so incredible that he says, nothing can separate me from my children, because nothing can separate us from the love of God, the Father, the Creator, the one who has created us and given us life. The one who has redeemed us and now give us eternal life. That as Benedict XVI says, when we say Father, it is with certainty, it is with faith, that at the other end of that word, at the end of that prayer, is our Father. He loves you, and he will never abandon you, and he has freed you. And you have the power to believe. But the faith that we hear today is the faith of Abraham. He believed. He only believed. He always believed. God was his father. God was his brother. God was his friend. God was his master. God was his teacher. God was his provider. God was his all in all. That when he said, Father, He knew that everything would be taken care of. He had nothing to be worried about because the Father would always provide. Jesus has given us the privilege to be able to say, "Our Father," when the disciples said, "Teach us how to pray." He said, "This is how you are to pray. Our Father." That word reminds us of who you and I are. We're children. There is no reason for us to be afraid of the Father. We need to be afraid of the father of lies, who always is trying to engage our will and interrupt our relationship, who wants to give us a disfigured thought of the Father, who wants to believe us. He wants us to believe that the Father doesn't care for us. He has abandoned us. Where is he in time of these circumstances, in times of trials and tribulation? Where is he? He's here. He's in your heart. He doesn't leave you. When you weep, he weeps. When you smile, he smiles. When you cry, he cries. When you suffer, he suffers. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. We can't let the enemy tell us that we are orphans. He can't tell us that we have been abandoned and left alone. That word Father tells us clearly, with certainty, with faith, that we have a Father who loves us. And we have to trust that. We can't make ourselves believe that God doesn't love us, that he's going to punish us, that he's going to criticize us, that he's going to abandon us. That's a lie, 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 lie. That's the father of lies. But the father of truth says, "I so love the world that I give you my son. I so love the world that I didn't let Abraham sacrifice his son. But for you, I sacrificed mine. I so love the world that I can't stop. I will never stop pursuing my children until my little flock gathers with me once again." The next time you say Father, remind yourself of who you are. With certainty, there is someone at the other end of that prayer, at the end of that word, a Father who loves you unconditionally and will never abandon you.